Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. I will call the June 7th, 2023 meeting to order with Jenny, Daniel, Kirby, and myself chairing. We're looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is.
So moved.
Support.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? See none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. Motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the May 17th, 2023 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So moved.
Support.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? See none. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. Motion carries. Moving on to current business. Petition L. Dallas, emergency amendments to the election law for the 2023 general election. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 5 of your packet. So the purpose of this petition is to call a special emergency meeting of the General Tribal Council prior to the 2023 Oneida Nation Triannual General Elections to consider the following. That is to make emergency amendments to the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin election law that will be effective for the 2023 general election and all elections thereafter. So the petition requested that the emergency amendments include, but are not limited to, the following, which is that the entire election process be conducted under audio and video recording, counting of the ballots for any part of the election processes be conducted in a facility large enough to conduct the ballot counting processes in a restricted area in the presence of the General Tribal Council. Ballots shall always be kept under audio and video surveillance. Poll watchers from the point the ballots being retrieved to the point the ballots are placed back under surveillance in a secure area. Remove any and all business committee members from the election process. Declaration of election results shall be brought to the General Tribal Council for review, discussion, and approval, denial, or modification by the General Tribal Council only. Filling vacancies, election outcomes and ties, and recount process. This petition also asks General Tribal Council to consider directing that the emergency amendment shall apply to the 2023 general election and that GTC reserves the right to review, discuss, and take any action deemed appropriate during this discussion. So if you look at the statement of effect provides a lot of information on what the legislative process is, both for regular legislation and emergency legislation here in the nation. The statement of effect also looks at what emergency amendment of the election law would have in regard to legislative impacts. And then the statement of effect also looks at that 180-day time frame for bringing petitions back to the General Tribal Council. So after a review of all applicable laws and policies of the nation, it has been determined that the adoption of the petition L. Dallas, emergency amendments to the election law for the 2023 general election would have the following legislative effect. So first, the petition's request for the GTC to consider making emergency amendments to the election law to be effective for the 2023 general election and all elections held thereafter would violate the process and procedures contained within the Legislative Procedures Act. So although the Legislative Procedures Act is not construed to impede the constitutional right of a member of the nation under Article 3, Section 4 of the Constitution to petition for a special meeting of the GTC, the lawmaking requirements provided by the Legislative Procedures Act do apply to all legislation considered by the Oneida Business Committee or the General Tribal Council. The petition fails to provide how the adoption of emergency amendments to the election law would meet the standard for emergency legislation required by the Legislative Procedures Act, and it would be a violation of the Legislative Procedures Act to adopt emergency amendments to a law of the nation without first meeting the standard for emergency legislation provided for in Section 109.9-5 of the Legislative Procedures Act. A legislative analysis of the proposed emergency legislation, a resolution, and a corresponding statement of effect have also not yet been developed, but are required for the consideration of adoption of emergency legislation. And then the petition's request that the General Tribal Council be the body to make emergency amendments to the election law conflicts with the Legislative Procedures Act's delegation of authority to the Oneida Business Committee to adopt legislation on an emergency basis. And then finally, the petition's request that the emergency amendments be effective for the 2023 general election and all elections held thereafter is invalid, since any emergency amendment would only be allowed to be effective for a one-year period of time before regular permanent amendments to the election law would need to be adopted in accordance with the Legislative Procedures Act. And then finally, as I said, the statement of effect looked at that 180-day timeframe for bringing petitions back, and the petitions request that a special emergency meeting of the General Tribal Council be called prior to the 2023 general election conflicts with the General Tribal Council's directive provided through Resolution GTC 12119A, which sets the 180-day timeframe for presenting petitions to the General Tribal Council for consideration. So that's a summary of the conclusions of the statement of effect. Today, we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas, emergency amendments to the election law for the 2023 general election, and forward it to the United Business Committee.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to new submissions, petition L. Dallas allow the General Tribal Council to full informational access to the United Nations revenue. Clarissa.
So this item starts on page 21. On page 21, you'll see the agenda request form for this item. So on May 24th, 2023, the Business Committee acknowledged the receipt of the petition L. Dallas, allow the General Tribal Council full informational access to the United Nations revenue, and they directed that the LRO complete a statement of effect with status updates to be submitted for the June 28th, 2023 Business Committee agenda and the first BC meeting of the month thereafter until the final materials are received. So what we have today is we need to add this item to the active files list so that a statement of effect can be completed. You'll see on page 22, there's an excerpt from the draft BC minutes where this directive was made by the business committee. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to add the petition of Dallas, allow the General Tribal Council full informational access to the United Nations revenue to the active files list with all LOC members as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny.
Support.
Seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to L. Dallas, direct the United Business Committee to plan for and construct a General Tribal Council meeting facility. Clarissa.
This item begins on page 23. You'll see the agenda request form. So again, on May 24th, the business committee acknowledged receipt of this petition and directed the LRO to complete the statement of effect with status updates to be submitted to the June 28th BC meeting. So we will be adding this to the active files list today. And on page 24, you'll see the excerpt from the draft BC minutes that contain this directive. So today we're asking the LOC to adopt a motion to add the petition L. Dallas, direct the United Business Committee to plan for and construct a General Tribal Council meeting facility to the active files list with all LOC members as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, motion carries. Moving on to petition R. Scanador. Make the tribal minimum wage $15 per hour means $15 an hour with no exceptions or loopholes. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 25 of your packet. So the business committee acknowledged the receipt of this petition from Raymond Skinnador on May 24th, 2023, and directed the LRO to complete the statement of effect with status updates to be submitted to the June 28th BC meeting agenda. You'll see the excerpt from the draft BC minutes on page 26. And again, this morning we're looking for a motion from the LOC to add the petition R. Skinnador, make the tribal minimum wage $15 per hour, mean $15 per hour with no exceptions or loopholes, to the active files list with all LOC members as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny. Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to administrative updates, e-poll results approve of two GTC petition SOEs and memorandums.
This item starts on page 27 of your packet. So on May 18th, 2023, the LOC conducted an e-poll entitled Approval of Two GTC Petition SOEs and Memorandums. So this e-poll approved the following materials, and that was the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas direct that the Oneida Nation organizational structure return to the previous state it was prior to March 2020, the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas review and discuss General Tribal Council's delegation of power and authority to all entities, and review of the eviction and termination law memorandum. So at the May 17th LOC meeting, the LOC took action to defer these items to be approved via e-poll by the end of the week. The LRO noted during the LOC meeting that some additional time was needed to finish the development of the statement of facts and memorandums for those three legislative items, but all items were due to be submitted to the May 24th BC meeting agenda, so approval by e-poll was necessary. So the requested action of this e-poll was to approve the statement of effect for the petition L. Dallas, direct the Oneida Nation organizational structure return to the previous state it was prior to March 2020. Statement of effect for this petition, L. Dallas, review and discuss General Tribal Council's delegation of power of authority to all entities, and review of the eviction and termination law memorandum, and forward these legislative items to the business committee for consideration. So this e-poll was approved by David Jordan, Jennifer Webster, Daniel Guzman King, and Kirby Bentoxin. Marie Cornelius did not provide a response during the designated time frame. So what we're asking for today is we're looking for a motion from the LOC to enter into the record the results of the May 18th, 2023 e-poll entitled Approval of Two GTC Petition SOEs and Memorandum.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. That concludes our agenda for today. We're looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:11.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny.
Second.
Seconded by Daniel. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you, everyone.